The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Wonderful to have you here this Sunday morning at St. Andrew as we gather together to worship our Lord, receive His gifts and word and sacrament, and respond to God in praise. This being the first Sunday of the month, we have our prayer box up here. And inside your bulletin, you have these little slips of paper. Any prayer requests that you would like to give. This is between you and the Lord. It's not something that I read afterwards, but we will have a prayer near the close of today's service over the box for the prayers that are dropped in here. Speaking of prayers, I want to be a little bit transparent with you. I was going to wait till after, but probably best now. For the past 2 weeks, I've been suffering a bit of an illness. Nothing contagious. I need to stress that. But after a lot of medical tests and consultation, doctors said a long-standing virus that is impacting me in an unusual way. So I'm not going to tell you symptoms and all that, but the main thing is just being exhausted. So I do appreciate your prayers and your patience as I deal with this. If you don't want to shake my hand, that's fine. But like I said, I've been cleared from any contact restrictions. So. All right, with that being said, why don't we stand and greet one another in the name of our Lord. Face the cross as we sing our opening hymn, hymn 873, Christ Whose Glory Fills the Skies. Divine Service Setting 1, or you may follow along in today's worship bulletin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, We deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, Almighty God in his mercy has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessed are those who dwell in the house, ever singing your praise.
Hallowed be your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts.
My soul longs, yes, faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God.
Behold our shield, O God, look on the face of your anointed.
For the Lord God is the sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. In peace let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Thank you.
God, in the glorious transfiguration of your beloved Son, you confirm the mysteries of the faith by the testimony of Moses and Elijah. In the voice that came from the bright cloud, you wonderfully foreshowed our adoption by grace. Mercifully make us co-heirs with the King in his glory, and bring us to the fullness of our inheritance in heaven. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated.
Our first reading is from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 34. Then Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, which is opposite Jericho. And the Lord showed him all the land, Gilead as far as Dan, all Naphtali, the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, all the land of Judah as far as the western sea, the Negeb and the plain, that is, the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees, as far as Zoar. And the Lord said to him, This is the land of which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I will give it to your offspring. I have let you see it with your eyes, but you shall not go over there. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. And he buried him in the valley in the land of Moab, opposite Beth Peor. But no one knows the place of his burial to this day. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes was undimmed, and his vigor unabated. And the people of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. Then the days of weeping and mourning for Moses were ended. And Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands on him. So the people of Israel obeyed him and did as the Lord had commanded Moses. And there has not arisen a prophet since in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. None like him for all the signs and the wonders that the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh and to all his servants and to all his land. And for all the mighty power and all the great deeds of terror that Moses did in the sight of all Israel. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you.
Our epistle lesson is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 3. Therefore, holy brothers, you who share in a heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession, who was faithful to him who appointed him, just as Moses also was faithful in all God's house. For Jesus had been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, as much more glory as the builder of a house has more honor than the house itself. For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God. Now Moses was faithful in all God's house as a servant, to testify to the things that were to be spoken later. But Christ is faithful over God's house as a son, and we are his house, if indeed we hold fast our confidence and our boasting in our hope. This is the word of the Lord.
Please rise as you're able for the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 9th chapter. Now about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And as he was praying, the appearance of his face was altered, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were talking with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his departure, which was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and those who were with him were heavy with sleep. But when they became fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. And as the men were parting from him, Peter said to Jesus, Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah, not knowing what he said. As he was saying these things, a cloud came and overshadowed them. And they were afraid as they entered the cloud. And a voice came out of the cloud, saying, This is my son, my chosen one. Listen to him. And when the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. And they kept silent and told no one in those days anything of what they had seen. This is the gospel of the Lord. At this time, I would invite any children to come forward for the children's message. And just make a little bit more room for me, okay? Can you guys just scoot back just a little bit? Just a little bit. All right? Don't want to accidentally step or stumble on top of my knee. How are y'all doing today? Here's a question for you. Have you ever been thirsty before? Yeah. What does that feel like when you're thirsty? What's that? You drew a lot. What's that? You sweat. What else? How does your throat, how does your mouth feel when you're thirsty? Dry, right? You know, whenever you're thirsty, what should you do? Drink water, right? Or drink something, right? I have with me, what kind of bottle is this? Gatorade. You know, products like this typically have a slogan. A slogan is a short statement with a promise. Do you know what the slogan for, actually it might be this one here. Do you know what the slogan for Gatorade is? Yeah? Anyone? Gatorade, the thirst quencher, right? The thirst quencher. So what Gatorade promises me is that if I drink this, I'm never going to be thirsty again, because this is going to quench my thirst. Is that a promise that I can take to the bank, that I can cling to, hold on to? No. If I drink this, am I going to get thirsty again? Yeah. In fact, if I drink water, I'm going to get thirsty again. Now, today in Sunday school, you learn John chapter 4 about the woman at the well. The woman at the well was a woman who was real thirsty. And she probably thought that the water in the well would quench her thirst. But it would not, right? In fact, Jesus comes to this woman by the well and says, "I give you living water." He offers living water so that we do not thirst again. You know, we all get thirsty, right? But we're also spiritually thirsty. Whenever we sin and do wrong, whenever our hearts are broken, we can say that we are thirsty spiritually. And Jesus, however, he gives us living water. Living water. How does he do this? Well, the forgiveness of sins is that living water. Jesus Christ came into this world to do something for us, to live a life of obedience, to live the perfect life, and for you and me, and to die on the cross, right? To take away our sins and rise again 3 days later. You know, when Jesus died on the cross, one of the soldiers took a spear and thrust the spear in Jesus' side. You know what came out of Jesus' side when the soldier thrust that spear in his side? What do you think? Blood and water. Blood and water. Jesus gives you living water. He gives you himself. He died for you that you may be forgiven. And he promises that he is with you always. So whenever we find ourselves feeling thirsty, spiritually thirsty, we can cry out to God, call upon him because he is near. He forgives our sins. We trust in Jesus Christ, believe in him. He gives us the power to believe in him. And we know that we are loved by God. He is with you always, right? Right. So are we thirsty? Yes, many times in life. No product will quench your thirst. Jesus Christ quenches your thirst. He gives you living water, the forgiveness of sins. All right, let's bow our heads and fold our hands for prayer. And please repeat after me as I pray. Dear Lord,
thank you
for giving us Jesus,
the source of living water.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Thank you for coming up. And we will sing the hymn of the day, hymn 413, "A Wondrous Type, O Vision Fair."
Thank you.
text for this morning is based on our gospel reading, in the Gospel of Luke, the 9th chapter. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning, church family.
Good morning, Pastor.
There were two ministers who were scheduled to preach at a church convention. The first speaker was a younger minister who soon discovered that he had accidentally left his sermon behind at home. And so, frantic, he told the older minister about it and asked, "What should I do?" Well, the older minister replied to the younger minister by saying, "Trust the Lord, young man. Trust the Lord." Well, the time came for the younger minister to preach. And so he asked the older minister if he could borrow the older minister's Bible. Well, tucked within the pages of the older minister's Bible, kind of like I do, the younger minister found a wonderful sermon. And he delivered it with great enthusiasm. And when he had finished, he returned the Bible to the older minister. But the older minister then turned to the younger minister and said to him, "Young man, you just preached the sermon that I was going to use at the next service. What am I going to do now? What am I going to preach?" And the younger minister replied to the older minister, "Trust the Lord, good man. Trust the Lord." Brothers and sisters, trusting in the Lord is key. It is key to any and all circumstances you face in life today. As it says in Proverbs chapter 3, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. By in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths." But here's the thing. We don't always trust in the Lord. Why? Because we don't always listen. Now this morning we are Luke chapter 9, and it's the account of the transfiguration of our Lord Jesus Christ. For about 33 years, Jesus walked on earth as God in the flesh. But, as you know, he did always make full use of his divine powers. In fact, he appeared like any other person. He didn't fly from place to place, he walked. He didn't just know the scriptures, he studied and learned them. Jesus ate, he drank, he slept, and appeared like any other person. But now, Jesus was about to go through something horrible. Something terribly painful that no other man besides himself, the Son of God, could endure. Namely, in taking upon himself, upon his back, the sins of the world. Your sins and mine, and paying the ultimate penalty for your sins by his death on the cross. But before all this takes place, Jesus wants to give his disciples a little glimpse. A glimpse of who he truly is. And this is where the transfiguration comes in. For taking his disciples, Peter, James, and John, he went up on a mountain to pray. And it says in Luke chapter 9 that as he was praying, the appearance of his face was altered. And his clothing became dazzling white. Matthew's gospel tells you that Jesus' face shone like the sun. And Mark's gospel tells you that his clothes became radiant, intensely white, as no one on earth could bleach them. What this all was a glimpse of the glory that belonged to Jesus all along. As true God that had been veiled behind human flesh. And what do we see? Who do we see there talking with Jesus? Moses and Elijah, who have long departed from the world. Moses, who died and was buried by God himself. And you remember what happened to Elijah, right? He did not die, but was taken up to heaven in a whirlwind. Now, there are many thoughts as to why Moses and Elijah show up here. Some say that Moses represents those who die in the faith and go on to glory. And Elijah represents those who are caught up without tasting death. Of course, we know of two examples in the Bible of that, but we also look ahead to Christ's return. The fact is that there will be those who do not taste death when Christ comes among believers. Now, once again, there are many thoughts as to why Moses and Elijah appear here. But here's a thought that I think is especially credible. The appearance of these men with Jesus at the transfiguration was evidence. It was proof of something. That they only had glory because of Jesus. These men who believed in the Savior to come, who pointed to his coming, it all centers on Jesus. And as those today who likewise heed the call to repentance and faith in Christ, we too will share in that glory. Now, this was all done to encourage and to lift up the Lord's disciples. Because what was Jesus about to do? He was preparing the journey to the valley down below to face the cross and to be crucified for your sins and mine. Our Lord wanted to show his disciples that he, the King of glory, who promised earlier in this same chapter that he would suffer, die, and rise again, that he knows exactly what he is doing. As Peter says in verse 33, "It is good, Lord, to be here." They had received a foretaste of divine glory. And likewise, brothers and sisters, we can say that it is good to be here today, this morning. No matter what you're going through, no matter what hardships you're facing, it is good to be here. No, we may not be up on the mountain with Peter, James, and John where this all took place. But we do see the glory of Christ. How? When? Whenever we read the Bible and hear God speak. And what encouragement we receive here today. Especially as we prepare to enter into the somber time of Lent. And many of you, including myself, find ourselves going through valleys in life filled with abundant hardships and challenges, including health problems, broken relationships, sin, and yes, even death. The death of a loved one, a friend. Yet, we pause. We pause for a moment here on this Transfiguration Sunday morning. To catch a glimpse of Jesus in his glory as the Son of God on that mountain. This Son of God who will come down in humility to suffer and die for sinners. Not because he had to. His love compelled him. Because he wants to. And we also pause here on this morning, this Transfiguration Sunday morning, to hear again the voice of our Father in heaven, who says to you and me concerning this Christ, "This is my Son, my chosen one. Listen to him."
Now, if you recall, I began my sermon by telling about how trusting in the Lord is key to any and all circumstances we face in life. And it's the kind of trust that is not passive but active, in that we cling to Him, we cry out to Him daily. But we don't always trust because we don't always listen. According to our sinful nature, we often find ourselves closing our ears to the Word of God, to God's mouth. We have a hearing problem, and that even includes your pastor from time to time. Yet God's Spirit opens up your ears and my ears this morning through Scripture. God's mouth to your ear, and He says to you, listen to Jesus. His death and resurrection had paid for your sins. Listen to Jesus. He is preparing a room for you in His Father's house. Listen to Jesus. For in Jesus you have all that you need. Living water. Yes, there are sufferings, the pain, and the crosses you carry in life, you and me both, including our own stumbling into sin. But again, listen to Jesus. He forgives you. He strengthens you. He is with you always. That is His promise. And unlike the slogans that promises you things like Gatorade, the thirst quencher, Jesus' promises are certain, for God is faithful. In our call today, brothers and sisters, once again, repent and believe the good news. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds guarded in Christ our Lord. Amen. Please rise. We confess our faith together in the words of Nicene Creed as found on page 158 of your hymnal. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day He rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended to heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And He will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and Giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together was worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and life of the world to come. In our prayers this morning, in addition to those who we continue to lift up in our prayers Sunday by after Sunday for health and healing, we include today Tom Alexander, Karen Common's brother, who will be having surgery tomorrow morning for treatment of his cancer. We also pray for the family and friends of Grace Schultz and the family and friends of Bob and Verna Omi, who were Grace and Bob and Verna passed away this previous Wednesday. And we want to keep them all in our prayers, including Mark Omi and his wife, Deborah.
Please join me for prayer.
Heavenly Father, in prayer, your Son, Jesus, revealed his glory to Peter, James, and John. Grant that we, also gathered in prayer, would see him by faith and receive him from him, the redemption he has accomplished for us. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Almighty God, you bestow honor and favor on all who dwell in your house, and withhold no good thing from them. Give us faith in your promises, that we who worship you here may come to dwell in your heavenly house. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord, all authority is given by you, and our times are in your hands. Give wisdom to our president and those in public office, that they may govern according to your good will. Bless our military members, including William, Brandon, and Benson, Matthew, Bo, and Austin. Bless the work of this congregation to reach the lost of this city. Grant favorable weather and abundance of the fruits of the earth, and prosper all honorable vocations, businesses, and industries. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Most merciful God, as we follow the way of your apostles into your presence, you join our prayers to the ceaseless petitions of your dear Son. Hear us for the sake of the troubled, the sick, and dying. Lord, we continue to lift up in our prayers for health, healing, and strength. Cindy Beeling, Barb Bowman, Adrian Buntrick, Mike Dessler, Deborah and Phil Ferris, Dan Fisher, Rod Fleischman, Brad Gernt, Sue Graff, Ruth Ann Gray, Tim Hackbar, Judy and Sarah Harrison, Mike Kaufman, Bruce Koenig, Carolyn Christ, Fred Legate, Gina Leonard, R.D. Leto, Wade Muth, Vern Nagel, Diane Nelson, Sharon Olke, Roger Sauter, Jim Smolt, Paul Stewart, Kevin Stouts, Larry Waller. In addition, Lord, we pray this day for Tom Alexander as he prepares for surgery tomorrow. Bless the physicians who treat him. And Lord, we mourn with those who have lost loved ones and pray for strength and comfort. We pray for Deborah Omi and her family and friends at the passing of her mother, Grace Schultz. And we pray and for comfort for Mark Omi and his family and friends at the passing of his uncle and aunt, Bob and Verna Omi. Lord, remind us of your promises contained, found in the Word of God, especially of the resurrection to come. Keep us in our faith and unite us all in our love, that we may lift one another up. And Lord, we pray for those who are incarcerated, including Greg, Michael, and Stephen. Bless them, Lord, during their time of incarceration, and grant them hope as they look to you, the provider, the source of living water. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, we gratefully remember on this day the glorious manifestation of your Son's divinity on the Mount of Transfiguration. Teach us to listen to Jesus and ever fix your eyes on him and his innocent suffering and death for our forgiveness. By your grace and mercy, strengthen us to remain faithful in all circumstances of trial, temptation, and persecution. Preserve us to the end, that we may die a blessed death, believing in your beloved Son, with whom you are well pleased. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated as we gather today's offerings.
please rise as we sing the offertory hymn. That we should at all times and all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who at his transfiguration revealed the glory to his disciples, that they might be strengthened to proclaim his cross and resurrection, and with all the faithful look forward to the glory of life everlasting. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you've had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he gave thanks, he broke it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." The same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he gave thanks, he gave to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
Please rise. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming, we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Please join me for prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. We praise you for the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Transform us by your Spirit that we may be more like Jesus each day. Lord, as we celebrate the transfiguration of our Lord, we pray for those who are going through their own changes, for struggling health, struggling faith, those in search for guidance. We pray, Lord, that they would be transformed by your love, forgiven in Christ, healed by your Spirit. Lord, grant the requests of those who bring their prayers and petitions here this morning. Lord, you know what they are going through, their hardships, their challenges, and their joy. And I pray, Lord, that you would bless them all. Hear their prayers, answer them according to your will, and grant us all rest in Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, actually, please stand. Sorry, usually it's sitting. We stand for our closing hymn, hymn 417, Alleluia, Song of Gladness. seated.
Good morning.
Just
a reminder, Lent begins this week with Ash Wednesday service this Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. The service will include the imposition of ashes for those who would like to receive them, and also we will have Holy Communion that day as well. So that's 7 o'clock p.m. this Wednesday, soup supper, 6 o'clock. I think elders have the main course that night. But there are sign-up sheets for every Wednesday where we have a midweek service and for supper. And so if every board or group would be willing to contribute a night, but also individuals volunteer regarding drink or food offering, that would be especially appreciated. All right. Bob or Sarah? Whoever would like to go first.
For March, for our food pantry items, we'll be collecting food for Easter kind of food, including like ham, eggs, those kinds of things. Also, please put those items in the fridge and label them for the food pantry. So we pick up each week and go to the food pantry. Okay.
Thank you, sir. Bob? Or Katie?
I'd like to thank everybody who came out for our BDS planning meeting this Thursday. We have lots of great ideas for BDS this year. Please mark your calendars. It will be July 29th through 31st. That's a Tuesday through Thursday. We have it in the evenings with a dinner served. I think this year we're going to start it at 4:45, and the BDS itself will run from 5:30 to 7:30. So in a couple of weeks, I will put up the sign-up sheet for helpers. And our working theme right now is so messy. We're going to be learning about what a messy world we live in. It is full of sin and mess, and how God sent Jesus to clean it up for us. So if you want more information, please see me. I will hopefully have the registration available end of March, early April. So keep it in mind and ask me if you have questions. Thank you.
Thank you. And Bob.
Last but not least, walleye on the 28th. Last year we raised almost $4,000 towards debt retirement. This year, tentatively, I think we're going to put it towards the sign. So it's going to be free wall offerings and any donations that you want to do, but we're going to be putting sign up sheets, and we'll also be doing tickets just to get a reservation so we know how many are coming. Invite your friends and enjoy it. And we may have burgers too. All right.
Thank you, Bob. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Be to God.